Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss the so-called Great Cause, which was the event in which a new king was chosen for Scotland. After the death of Alexander III and his granddaughter Margaret, Scotland was without a king or an heir to lead the country. King Edward of England was asked to choose a new king for Scotland. The decision to ask Edward to choose a new Scottish king may seem surprising, but in many regards made sense. Edward had good relations with Scotland and also with the dead king, Alexander III, and this had made him appear trustworthy. In addition, he was so strong and respected that it was believed that no one would possibly oppose his final decision. The process of choosing a new king would take more than a year. However, Edward's first act was to meet with Scotland's guardians, the people who were running the country in the absence of a king. The Scots were at Upsleathlinton, which is just north of the River Tweed. However, Edward and his men were at Norham Castle, on the English side of the river. The guardians wanted Edward to travel to them. However, eventually Scotland's guardians relented and went to Norham. Edward then caused outrage by demanding that the Scots accept him as the overlord, before he made his judgment on who should be king. The guardians refused this demand, saying that only the new king could agree to this. Edward's strong military presence, for instance he had his fleet ready to blockade Scottish ports, showed that his attitudes towards Scotland were changing. This was for a number of reasons. He had had a good relationship with Alexander III, however this counted for much less if Alexander and all his relatives were dead. In addition, he was worried that threats of the Civil War suggested Scotland was not a stable country. Furthermore, his control of Wales may have influenced him to try and take control of the rest of Great Britain as well. In total, 13 men put their name forward to be considered as the new King of Scotland. Edward then announced that he would not choose anyone as king who did not promise to accept him as Scotland's overlord. Although many candidates refused to do so at first, eventually they all made this promise, in the hope of being chosen. The decision to promise Edward the position of Scotland's overlord is known as the Award of Norham. This meant Edward now had the legal power to control Scotland, including giving away parts of its land if he wished. However, some Scots believed that he would give back this power after he had chosen a new king. Edward finally made his decision in November 1292. His choice was based on the candidate with the strongest legal claim, and as a result, John Balliol was chosen as Scotland's new king. Some people have claimed that Balliol was in fact only chosen because it was believed he was the weakest of all the candidates. However, it's worth noting that Balliol had in fact been the last candidate to pledge allegiance to Edward. People such as Robert Bruce had done so much earlier. Balliol's claim to be the strongest candidate as the new king was based on the concept of primogeniture. This means that inheritance is always passed down the eldest child. Both Bruce and Balliol were related to a previous king, David I, but Balliol was related to his oldest daughter, giving him the strongest claim.